Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie.
What can I say? It's been a tough year around the world. Not just here in Vancouver, not just for Canuck fans everywhere, but for the whole damn world. And the guys I'm about to mention on this episode have had a pretty tough year as well. So let's give them a shout out, because these guys need some more opportunities down the stretch before the Canuck season ends. I'm going to tell you about those guys this morning on The Quickie. I'm Trevor Bakes, host of The Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Again, go subscribe to the damn network, okay? We published 500 episodes of The Quickie, Power of the Towel, Sipping on a 40, and Silky and Filthy since joining Nux Misconduct back in 2019. We can promise if you subscribe, you will make your hockey life just a little bit better. The Canucks, they may play today, they may not. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, they've already played. But regardless of whether the games get rescheduled or not, the fact of the matter is the playoff race is over. It's time to sell assets if you can. And it's time to see some of the younger guys in the lineup. Because let's be real, this situation cap-wise is pretty hellish going into next season. The Canucks have, in my estimation, about five holes to fill if you consider, you know, Vasily Podkolzin and Jack Rathbone joining the team. And those five holes include a top six winger, a third line center, a third line winger, and two top four defensemen. And I think the most generous estimates would say the Canucks have about $8 to $8.5 million in cap space to fill those holes next season. Now, some of the guys I'm about to mention, I don't know if they fit into that category, but first and foremost, Olli Juolevi needs to get back into the lineup. Alex Edler, I don't think this has been talked about enough, but I think this could and probably should be his last season in Vancouver. You need to see if Olli Juolevi can at least step into a third pairing role for the Vancouver Canucks. And even then, it's probably between him and Jack Rathbone for the third spot on left defense next season. Because do you really want either of those guys playing top 4 minutes? Another guy I'd like to see, again, not sure if we will see him unless there's injuries, Jordy Benn gets traded, something like that, but Brogan Rafferty. Again, the guy has been shafted this season. He's played in the Manitoba Moose for the AHL, got loaned to Winnipeg, but only gone to one game with the Vancouver Canucks this season. Again, another guy on an expired contract. You'll want to see what you have there. This might be a bit of a pipe dream, but I would really like to see Michael DiPietro get some games, preferably for the Vancouver Canucks down the stretch. But if not, loan him somewhere else. Let DiPietro play. The fact that he hasn't played all the season is probably among many travesties for this organization. It is one of the biggest ones. Adam Gaudette, again, hope he's doing well, recovering from COVID. Hopefully it's a false positive. That would be even better. You need to keep him at center, see what he can do. Again, I don't think he's much more than a fourth line center, but if he can be a fourth line center with a little bit of pop, you know, that's all you can ask for. He's had one of those seasons where the puck just hasn't bounced his way. He's had lots of chances. That being said, he's definitely a player with flaws as well. But you need to keep him at center and see if he can actually be a bottom six center for this hockey team. Probably not a third line guy, but at least a fourth line caliber guy. See if he can do it. Last but not least, I really want to see Cole Lynn get some games in this organization. And this goes back to the cap crunch, okay? The Canucks have almost no money to improve their lineup next season. If someone like Cole Lynn could hop in as preferably a third liner, but even an NHL player would be a huge bonus to this organization. He is an RFA, but obviously his contract isn't going to be too complicated heading into next season. There's not many games left, but there is some time to see what the Canucks got in these young guys. It's really the only thing that matters, aside from selling off some assets as the Canucks head down the stretch here. Regardless of if the games matter or not, I promise we got you covered here at Nucks Misconduct. A couple new writers joining the team in the last month. Excited to get them on board. Nick Bondi, Kyle Bowen still pounding it out with the podcasts. And I think that's just a great way to sign off the quickie today. Keep on pounding it out with your day. And we'll catch you next time here on the Quickie and on the Nucks Misconduct Podcast Network.